Audio boom.
Good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is just a quick audio boom because I want to talk to you about something that has probably come a little bit too late for many, but the fact is it exists on Android. There's possible rumours of it cropping up on iOS too, which is good news. But I'm here to speak about the Android version because that's the one that exists. And we're talking about Team Talk for Android. This app is fairly simple. One of the things that might interest TeamSpeak users, and I've yet to actually take a look at the latest TS. Sorry, I've got a bunch of monkeys in the house. One thing I've got to take a look at the latest TS to see if it can do this, but there's always been an issue with TS that, and TeamSpeak by the way, for anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, that you can't control the volume levels of individual people who may be in a particular channel. So that is one of the most pleasing things that I saw about the TeamTalk app for Android, because you can do this, which I think is absolutely excellent. Also, in cases of certain phones, if you go into a stereo channel and they have two microphones on them, you also get the whole stereo experience, which may appeal to some, not to others. It supports file transfer. It supports the whole video codec as well, which is excellent. And I just figured that I would raise it and sort of say it exists, it's there. You've got TTS options on there as well. So you can have it set, well, it'll tell you who's coming in and out of a channel. The whole messaging thing seems to work from what I can tell. I'd say the app needs a little bit of work because you've got push to talk. You can't actually, if you've got a pair of headphones in, key up, and I know that's gonna put some people off, but I don't suppose it would take too many people writing to the developer in order to sort that out. It's a very, very good app. Sadly, I think for me, it's come too late simply because so many people have migrated to TeamSpeak. But it's worth, I think, talking about all the same, because there are certain things about TeamTalk that don't exist in TeamSpeak. So that's pretty much all I've got to say on that. It's accessible. I haven't found any unlabeled buttons. They've done a really, really good job as far as that's concerned. I just wish they'd done this years ago. Certainly audio seems to be very good. On the S6, which I'm using at the minute, I've actually had a file sent to me by Mr. Louis, just so I could hear my own audio through the computer. And I have to say, it's not half bad considering it's a phone. It's very, very good indeed. So that is pretty much where I am with that. And on something completely unrelated, as someone who's running the iOS 9 beta, I have to say two things about it. It's not ready for public consumption at this present minute in time, which ain't going to surprise anybody considering the fact that it's a beta. But mostly it works reasonably well. Hell, it's snappy. And when I say that, I mean when you go to open an app, at this present minute in time, certainly anyway with the beta that I'm using, it's just click and click, it's there. Very, very quick. This is on an iPhone 6. And also, as far as battery usage is concerned, it seems, and I know this gets said a lot, and I get peed off, frankly, when it's said as often as it is, because every time your battery's supposed to be improved with an update, and it's absolute nonsense. It seems to have had a good impact on the battery. Certainly when the phone is left in standby, like overnight, for example, if you haven't charged it, you're looking at sort of 2-3%. And usually I would expect somewhere between 5-10%. That's what I have seen anyway. That to me is a big gain. It certainly makes a reasonable difference throughout a day, especially if you're a heavy user. So yeah, we'll see where we go with that. So ultimately, that is where we are. I am going to finish my rambling and hope you enjoy.
Device audio boom.